Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday the 19th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be just like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with our headline story today, and that is the new Cars.com American-made index of vehicles which are made in the US, have a high share of US-Canadian parts, and have a high US workforce. Six of the top 10 vehicles were electric, and four of those were all of the Teslas, joined by a Kia EV6 and a VW ID4. Huawei, the tech company, which doesn't actually make batteries at the moment, has filed a new solid-state patent with a very, very high energy density. It's about twice of the average lithium-ion battery cell you'd find in an EV, and they are looking to, just like Xiaomi, just like NIO, try and cut their dependence on their battery suppliers. But then again, there are, from Chinese groups, about 7,500 solid-state patents every single year, so this isn't out of the ordinary. In the US, Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee that wanted to impose a $250 a year, and some of them, like the Senator Bernie Moreno, were fighting for it to be $500 per year per EV owned as a federal tax, realized at the 11th hour, the Senate Finance Committee, there's actually no way to collect that money. And to put systems and processes and people in place to collect the fees would have cost more than the fees themselves. This would have actually cost the government money to do it, rather than which we were told, well, we have to tax EV drivers to pay for the highway trust fund. I'm sure all EV owners do want to pay their fair share. $90, $100 would be about what somebody pays in on average mileage and gas tax in the US. This was clearly aimed at just hurting EVs for the sake of it, but then at the last minute they went, how do we do it? Haven't thought about that. Brilliant, well done politicians. Slow hand clap. Canada says we're sticking to our EV availability standard. That's a law that fixes the share of new cars to be zero emission. It's not even that strict. Ottawa is keeping it. Industry groups still say that the targets are too high. Stellantis will have to meet California's zero emission rules, whether the CARB rules are gone. According to the White House, they have the power to get rid of them. California's team of lawyers say we beg to differ. That'll go through the courts for years. Of course, California can set its own clear air standards. Whereas, if they do get eased, and some of the car makers get allowed to pollute a bit more, Stellantis, I didn't realise this, cut a deal in 2024 in lieu of overlooking and erasing some violations that they were in with the state, that whatever happened, that they would meet the set of rules, and they've agreed that in terms of a legal document, which they wouldn't be allowed out of. So that is 68% zero emissions by 2030. Whether they can offset that with credits, that could be a get out of jail not so free card. The International Energy Agency says global oil demand will peak in 2029. China will peak in 2027. Zero mileage used cars are common in China, and now China's cracking down on it. Dealers can just sell the car to themselves and then sell it as a used car at discount. It hits targets. Sometimes the odometer is zero, but normally it's, you know, got delivery mileage on. Now the ministry in China knocking heads together to say, stop it, they're not used cars, they're new cars. And Charge Lab is releasing the Open OCPP, a free open source software package that means EV chargers can talk to charging station management systems, and it's all free and it's interoperable. And the Dodge Charger is being recalled for not being loud enough. There can be a software bug that stops it making its little reversey noise out of the little speaker. That's briefly.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.